Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
All right, we are in the middle of the month, and for many of us, it can be a painful time. The festive season celebrations have passed, and many of us find ourselves grappling with financial strain as the reality of January expenses start to sink in. With rising costs, early December paydays, and back-to-school costs all adding to the mix, so-called January has become an all-too-familiar challenge. But help is at hand. I'm going to talk now to Denise Nietling, head of marketing at PayMeNow. It's an earned wage access provider. Denise, welcome, and let's start with that term, January. How has this phenomenon become such a recurring issue for South African households? I'm not seeing many smiles on people's faces these days.
No, thanks, Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, like you said, we're stepping to January, or as we call it, it's been dubbed January. It's become a reoccurring thing for many employees because they're feeling the financial pinch after the festive season. Many companies have an early payday in December to assist with covering costs because they know that there's rising costs in the festive season. It's a special time. You want to treat family and friends, and it's, you know, gifts and Christmas gifts and all that. But then because your January paycheck then comes normally at the normal time, it feels like the stretch between the December payment and the January payment is so much longer than any other stretch. And with the increased payments, like you said, of people maybe wanting to spoil family members, buy something extra, you know, there's this whole FOMO thing. If one person buys something, you also want to do it. And that has led to this period actually having a nickname like January, because it's something that we all face. It is also with the start of the school term, the school year, there's suddenly now school supplies that needs to be bought, school uniforms and all that. So I think all of these elements have added or created this period that is now known as January, because we all feel it, because let's face it, the festive season is a time where you let loose a little bit and you spend a little bit more than what you're supposed to, because it's a special time with family and friends and you want to make it memorable for everyone involved.
And that's fair enough, Denise, but it's not as though the warning signs are not there. And we're always being told, come end of November, beginning of December, be careful, this is coming, budget carefully, take precautions. Yet so many of us are just seduced by this festive season madness, and we don't know what's coming around the corner.
Well, Jeremy, I guess that's why it's also called the silly season, because we seem to be getting all silly with our spending habits as well. And like you said, unfortunately, it happens to all of us, despite the warning signs, despite the warnings that's put out to people and the precautions that are being or trying to be taken to say, listen, you have to budget, look out for unexpected costs, don't spend too much. And yet we all fall into that trap. But like you said, luckily, there are ways in which we can help. There are solutions. There are things that can be done to pull you back out of that debt cycle and pull you back out of that hole to gain back your financial wellness and financial well-being.
And let's get to some of those solutions in just a moment. But let me suggest to you something that is not a solution. And it's given the debt statistics around about this time of the year are alarming. Many people will think they're doing the right thing by either turning to a credit card or a loan to make ends meet. And there are long-term risks for people who rely heavily on unsecured credit. That's the very worst thing that
definitely.
You can do.
That's definitely so. And you know what? There's some debt indexes that basically show that some consumers, they increasingly rely on short-term and unsecured credit and personal loans. And at the end of the day, when come January, they're allocating two-thirds of their take-home pay to start paying off these debts. That's almost 62% of your salary in January that's just going out to cover the debt, which means you've got a lot less money to cover the normal expenses that's going to come in through the month, the necessity things you have to buy, and not being able to then cover those pulls you further into the debt cycle. And then it's just a snowball effect that at some point you feel like you cannot get control of, or you cannot stop this effect. So it's really, you shouldn't be turning to debt or to credit at this stage. We have to look at other better alternatives that we can fix this problem.
So let's explore some of those alternatives. Where is a starting point? What are the immediate steps that we can take to regain control of our finances? And let's be honest, it's still going to be tough for the next fortnight.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, it's still going to be tough, but at least if we get the ball rolling, then hopefully we can get faster and faster. faster and faster into the right direction and not move backwards, but going forwards. Even if it's slowly, it happens. Slowly but surely we'll get there. So first thing you can do, or that companies can do, is look at financial literacy workshops. Workshops that teach budgeting basics. You can even try and get people to do these workshops before the holidays, before the festive season, like you say, as part of the precautionary measures that you take as a company or an employer to help your people get ready for the festive season. So workshops where they can learn how to create and maintain a budget and understand cash flow and then set financial goals, also know better understand how to stick to them. Some other options is personal finance coaching. Again, this is something that a company can have at the office to have people get access to certified financial advisors that can provide personalized advice. I mean, everybody's financial situation is different. So it would be nice if you can have personalized advice as to how you yourself can increase your financial wellness or improve on it and maybe save money on the one side and so on. Educational resources, obviously, is also a great one. Nowadays, everybody's got, most people have a smartphone. So you should be able to get access to webinars or online courses quite easily. You can also even have your employees do these after hours in their own time if you get them access to these. Wellness days is something that we see more and more at companies, especially after COVID, that companies are doing. They're implementing wellness days where they look at like health wellness, but this can very easily be coupled also with financial wellness. So work that into the wellness day, because your financial wellness has just as big effect on your overall well-being. We've seen the effects of financial stress and how that can affect your health and every other aspect of your life. And then, like you mentioned, another option you can look at is offering employees access to their already earned wages or a portion thereof, which is what we do at PayMe Now through our earned wage access solution. So that's also a way in which they can cover unexpected costs or emergency costs during the course of the month by getting access to some of their earned but unpaid wages during the course of the month. So these are, I mean, five quick things that we can mention that a company can do that will already have, empower your people and put them in the right direction of gaining control of their financial wellness and just giving them the education and the literacy they require to manage it better.
And Denise, that's all good advice. And just a quick one in conclusion, do you think, though, that companies are taking this seriously, that duty of care that they have a responsibility to exercise? I wonder sometimes whether they do that sufficiently or simply pay lip service.
Well, if I look at the from a PayMe Now point of view, clients that we've signed up and the feedback we've received from our employers after they've implemented PayMe Now, earned wage access or many of these things helping out financially, it's something fairly new. We've seen a lot of, like I mentioned earlier, after COVID, I think companies are doing a lot more to look after their employees in these more personalized manners. So I think something new, but we are definitely seeing increasing in South Africa, which is a good thing. It's getting the ball rolling, and slowly but surely, companies are seeing the positive effects that this is having on their overall productivity and office culture. It also helps them attract and retain the best talent to work at the company. So I do think that it is being implemented by companies slowly but surely. But like I said, from our employers that we see that's implemented with PayMe Now, the feedback is really positive. And people talk, hopefully the news spreads and they start seeing the effects after a while as well as to how much difference this can make internally in your company by giving this support to your employees.
Well, deep breath, everyone. About another 10 days to go before that next paycheck arrives.
Before Denise, the next paycheck? Denise. But let's hope 2025 is 2020 thrive for everybody, as we call it at PayMe Now. And let's look forward to a great year ahead.
You have a way with words. Denise Nietlang, thank you very much indeed. Head of Marketing at PayMe Now. Appreciate the advice.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.